Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna have fun. Both shots, I'm only on one. She say she want it right now. I think she need to slow down. It's what I told her. Baby girl, I don't even know me. She say she don't care. Say she want it. Pull up out of here. I knew you was a freak. I knew it when I met you, cause girl, you unique. You the type of woman that changed my life. And ass super school when you did it, you're right. You squad. And you know we in the building. Little mama been helping me be killing. Them other girls sweat. I do it like I do it, you know.
Attention, uh-huh. If you want it, come and get it. I ain't holding, I ain't selfish. If I pour it, I'ma drink it. You wanna know what I'm thinking? I'ma play on something swanky. You just trying to bank me, but I'ma leave you overdrawn. And you ain't got to thank me. Nope. Got the kind of love that makes it feel right. Yeah, the type of guy to see through you, no glass. Baby, if I said I love you, your booty will bounce for me. I keep my head high just to see the lies coming. But temptation be the reason we shine. Somehow you caught up in the distance, and you wanna be mine. Really? Bringing up the past, you need to get with the times. Man. You need to get with the rhyme.
Right.
This love is a race and you're losing your pace. Your breath is looking to check that you ain't made first place.
I never thought I'd be saying a street of my face. She had a foot bag on the
gang.
I had a foot bag on the
gang.
Slow down. Hey. Little mama, you're moving a little too fast for me.
Hey.
I ain't trying to fall in love, girl. I'm just trying to be.
I'm what the fuck is that? You're trying to cue for the nigga, I get the number back. But I admit I was a victim to the love tight. Always looking for the next bitch that I could white. But then I ran into a better bitch called Light. She showed me 50% of her bitches are digits and niggas that's getting attitude with attention. Keep their mind on their money and give a fuck about these bitches. Another 20% that say they want a good nigga that contradicting themselves. Cause they don't know once they get them. Another 30 just say fuck it and go think like a nigga. Now these bitches fucking bitches and they fucking these niggas. So much motherfucking problem. Fuck it, follow over. I be in the back trying. I'm trying to hear the same soul. But when you go to speeding on that love shit, I'm supposed to focus on the brakes real quick.
I never thought I'd be saying, she loved my face. She had a foot bag on the
game.
I had my foot bag on the
game.
Slow down. Little mama, you moving a little too fast for me. I ain't trying to fall in love. Trying to fall in love, girl, I'm just trying to be. I ain't trying to fall in love, girl, I'm just trying to be. Free like a bird, never will I let a woman get on my nerve. They say they buy that business so they get what they deserve. But if they ain't, kick them to the curb. Cause love ain't for me. You'll probably find a better man, but baby, I'm a beast. 7 days out the week, you know I beat it up. Put a cherry on top, whipped cream it up. Cause love ain't for me. You probably find a better man, but baby, I'm a beast. 7 days out of the week, you know I beat it up. Put a cherry on top, whip cream it up. Yeah. I never thought I'd be saying, she loved like a man. She had a foot slap on the game.
Yeah.
I had my foot slap on the
brain.
Slow down. Little mama, you moving a little too fast for me.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to fall in love.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to TLE Radio. I'm your host, Sound Lab Dooney, aka The Real Stevie B. I decided I'm going to do something new, only because I get a lot of messages, requests, comments, things like that. And I can see where the questions are coming from, and I can relate, because a lot of the things that people are asking or saying in regards to the things I post, I feel, or I've went through, or I've experienced, I've seen someone else that has, or whatever. And, you know, I decided, let me go ahead and throw my two cents into the ring and let the pieces fall where they may, you know? So I decided I'm going to go ahead and start replying back to comments and messages, things I receive from others that view my content. I decided I'll go ahead and respond to them via posting new content. That way we keep the conversation going, and if they happen to hear or happen to see my responses, they'll feel like, you know, they'll feel like I'm listening to them, I hear them, and I actually can relate to them, and I'm talking back to them and not at them. And who knows, maybe I may have a jewel. Maybe I might have some good information or good advice. Sometimes I might not. I mean, I'm only going to talk about things that I know that have worked out for me, things that haven't worked out for me. And, I mean, every situation is different, so it's not a cookie-cutter recipe or anything like that. But, I mean, it is what it is. So I have this one message that stuck out from a guy named Frustrated Freddy, and it goes like this. Dear SoundLab Dooney, I watched your video about the lame dick grabber and the one about arguing with women. I couldn't agree with you more on the points you brought up. I felt they hit the nail on the head, and considering today's mentality with everything that's going on, it's even more on point and timely. With that being said, I wanted to ask you a question, and here it goes. Now, already, it sounds like it's going to be a Debbie Downer. Because, quite frankly, the only time people are asking for advice or suggestions or anything like that is when things aren't working the way they wanted or expected to. And they're trying to find a way to turn the tide and turn things to a positive. I mean, that's the only point of asking for help. If everything was going good, you're not going to ask for help. You think everything is Gucci, everything's fine. But if things aren't going the way you think you wanted to go, or it's not going the way you feel it should be going, or whatever, you tend to reach out. And sometimes you won't even reach out to your own close personal friends because you don't want them to see you in a negative light, or as weak, or as vulnerable, or whatever. So you'll reach out to complete strangers that don't know your personal life, and then you'll tell them your personal life and hope they get some advice back. And this is one of those examples. So anyway, Frustrated Freddy says, I've been married for 5 years, and I have 3 kids with my wife. When we first got together, it was live, okay, and we were so into each other. After having the kids, she was less and less into me and more into the kids, which I somewhat understand but still feel some kind of way about. Well, yes, you should still feel some kind of way about, because as humans, we're all selfish creatures. Yes, we have other people in our lives and so on, but even as we make accommodations for the extras in our movie called Our Life, we still feel that we play the starring role and feel that we should have starring role accommodations. We are the A-list actor or actress in our life, and we should be treated as such, even as we make concessions to the extras that are in the movie. So yeah, I mean, that's completely understandable. Every time she talks about the kids or the future, she always mentions herself and the kids, but somehow my presence doesn't make the conversation. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Freddie, that is a red flag. That is a red flag, because if in her vision of the future, she's able to talk about the kids and herself, and you're not even a mention in her future, subconsciously, there might not even be a future for you with her. And that's something that you need to address. That's something you need to talk to her about. That's something you need to I'm not saying argue, but it's something to you want to let her know. Like, hey, look, you know, you talk about this, you talk about that, you make these plans here and there, but you kind of don't include me in it, and you feel some kind of way. Don't do it in a way that makes you seem vulnerable or weak or needy or clingy or anything like that, but just do it in a nonchalant manner. It's like, okay, so you say this, you say that, you make this plan, you make that plan, where do I fit in this grand scheme of things? And if she doesn't have an answer for you, you may want to start thinking about plan B, C, D, E, and F. Because quite frankly, if subconsciously they can't even think about you or plan for you or include you into what they're trying to do, and it's just about them and the kids, you're just there as a sperm donor. You gave them what they wanted. Now it's for them to build their own empire separate from you. Not to say that they're intentionally doing it, because like I said, because you have to talk to them. So they're not intentionally doing it sometimes. Other times they are. And you need to recognize what situation you're in. You need to sit down, have a chit-chat to find out what kind of situation you're in so you can better gauge what you need to be doing. But to keep going. That by itself would be kind of understandable by a stretch. Yes, exactly. But she seems to be less interested in any physical intimacy. And here comes the icing on the cake. This is a problem that affects many, many marriages. At best, I get a customary dry peck on the lips when she goes out, and that is about it. I give her attention. I try to make her feel beautiful and wanted. I lust after her and the whole nine, but she seems indifferent to it. Sometimes she even cracks jokes at my expense, talking about I'm begging for her pussy or crying for her pussy or something along those lines. And when she makes those comments, I remind her that it's at least her pussy that I'm running behind, her affection that I'm chasing after, and not some random chick. But it seems like that notion goes over her head. I understand exactly what you're saying. And I actually, this is a very tricky matter. It's a very gray area. And like I said at the beginning, no two situations are exactly alike. Every case is a different case. There's different things that go into it all. There's different variables that come into play. What you want to do from jump is let her know how you feel in regards to you feel that she just kind of doesn't value or doesn't appreciate the focus and attention that you're giving her, even though that is what she was demanding from the beginning. Because I'm pretty sure if you were just running behind any other skirt, every other skirt, you wouldn't be married with three kids at this time. You probably still would have had three kids, but you wouldn't be married with three kids if you were just chasing behind every skirt that passed by. I'm pretty sure that you were paying attention to her. You were focusing on her. You were making sure she felt loved and secure and stable and all that good stuff. So for her to discount the fact that you haven't changed, the fact that you've been doing that and still doing that, and now she's taking it for granted, you, and then when you try to remind her that it's just her that you're doing it with and her that you're focusing on and her that you desire, and she want to discount that, I mean, what do you want me to say? You want me to say go and smash somebody else? I mean, that would be the baser instinct in all of us. It's like once we feel that we are no longer appreciated, valued, or desired, we go seek out what we're missing somewhere else. I mean, that is the common behavior of man. And when I say man, I don't mean man as in the male, but I mean man as in humankind. It's crazy. Let's keep going here. Hopefully I can just touch on everything before we finish off here. I understand we have kids and they take up a lot of time, but I'm still trying to keep the flame and passion alive. It feels to me she can care less. Even with comments that she's made, when I said I would stop desiring her pussy, she comes across like she doesn't care. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be faithful and not a cheat, but it's like she is so over me. What do you think is going on? What do you think I should do? Signed, new fan, Frustrated Freddy. Whew. Well, Frustrated Freddy, that is a very, that is a field riddled with landmines. But then again, all women are just an open field riddled with landmines. Make the wrong step, blow everything up. And there's no coming back from it. And quite frankly, despite what they want to say and despite what society says and despite everything else, not all women are receptive to logic. Not all women think in a logical manner or anything like that. I can't even say I understand women myself. I don't. I'm married. I haven't even been married as long as you have, but I know that my parents have. My parents are still married, and they've been married for, 37 years now. And there was a lot of things I did not know about their marriage and how it has endured the amount of time that it has. In fact, my wife now actually reveals new information to me almost consistently about my parents' own marriage, since my mom talks to her and they have a little girl talk, and she tells her about everything and how things were and the struggles and how she would have left my dad and this, that. I mean, all of that stuff is new to me. I had no clue. But it's hard. It's really hard because there's no one single answer that would fix all of it. If there was, I would grab that answer right now and monetize it and use it in my own life. I mean, I deal with a lot of the same things that I've dealt with a lot of the same things that you're speaking of right now. And I can only tell you that it's just going to continue to linger, maybe even grow as time goes on. You're either going to grow together or you're going to grow apart. But as long as the mentality that goes into everything is a mentality of isolation and separation, oh, it's just me and the kids and forgetting the spouse, you're going to continue to grow apart. If she's going to continue to not want to value the attention and focus that you put into her, and then get mad when you take it away and put it into someone else, that's just going to continue to mess things up. Because what she's going to do is she's going to put the blame on you. It's like, well, you're the one that cheated, or you're the one that made me feel insecure, or you're the one that was doing this, totally disregarding her own actions, her own ineptitude when it came to you trying to focus on her and get at her and continue this chase, even though you were already married, but continue to chase the pussy. She's going to ignore all of that. Now, only thing I could say at this point is, now the only answer I have, honestly, and the answer is not a good answer. It's not the best answer. It's not a great answer. It is a win-lose situation. And that answer is simply, you need to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. As you continue to try to make things happen with her, you need to prepare for a life without her. I mean, and I know it sounds green, it sounds schemy or whatever, it sounds like you plotting to leave her, but guess what? What if she died? You still would have to deal with a life without her anyway, and if you don't prepare, what you going to do? So it's stupid to say that, oh, I'm going to completely disregard the variables in the future just to continue to play blind to a person that doesn't even want to focus or pay me any of mind anymore. It's stupid. So you have to, it's like, well, the 48 laws of power, man, you have to look out for self. Yeah, you can play dumber than your mark. Pretend to be dumber than her and continue. Pretend to act like you're falling for all her dumb shit. Go ahead. That's fine. But you need to prepare for a time that may come, for a time that will come. Now, as far as the circumstances of when it comes, I don't control that. You can't control that. But a time will come where she will no longer be in the picture, whether it's through death, through separation, divorce, whatever. Prepare for when she's no longer in the picture. At least if you're prepared when it happens, this thing and the resulting blowback and aftermath will not be as painful. Continue to try to woo her. Continue to try to remind her. Continue to try to love on her. But you can only do so much, and you can't force no one to focus on you. And if it just doesn't work, it doesn't work. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Get stuff aside. Put stuff aside. If you got nothing or if you got money, you know what I'm saying, take it out of any accounts that have your name on it, put it to the side, have cash, whatever, hide it. Hide it, hide it, hide it. Save yourself, prepare yourself, because in the world that we're living in, nothing is guaranteed. So Frustrated Freddy, I hope all the best to you, because anything can happen, and I understand your pain. I felt the same way, and sometimes I still feel that way. Keep your head up, Freddie. This is TLE TV, TLE Radio. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. Go ahead and drop any comments. Ladies, I would love for you to comment on this. Ladies, let me know. Let us know as far as what other things could be coming into play, which is why this is occurring. Because, I mean, we're guys. We only see one side of the spectrum. We only see one side of the picture. What is the other side? Let us know. Speak up. Speak out. Maybe we can all come to the middle ground, come to the table, and figure this out and save each other's relationship. Because the last thing we need is more broken homes. All right? I'm out.